Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 4 of Creator Cafe. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Well, what a week it's been. Ecamm Live, my favorite live streaming software for the Mac, released the latest beta version this week that has Zoom fully integrated into it. What on earth does this mean? Well, for me and for you, it means that you can bring in your Zoom guests, your Zoom participants, straight into Ecamm Live, into your live stream production. Now, this is a bit of a game changer because previously to this beta, it was a bit of a faff, let's say a kerfuffle even, to bring in your guests via Zoom. So now you have the option with Ecamm Live to not only bring in traditional interview guests using the software, we can now bring in guests seamlessly from Zoom into our production. And that means you can take advantage of all the amazing features and workflows that you have within Ecamm Live, selecting overlays, adding presentations, sharing screens, bringing in guests, and even the audio is seamless in terms of how it's routed. Previous to this beta, you would have to use a third-party plugin called Loopback, which is audio routing software that allows you to map the Zoom participants into your Ecamm production so they could hear you, you could hear them, and obviously they can hear themselves. Scrap that now, because all of this is fully integrated within Ecamm. So I thought on this podcast, I'd just share the news that this software is out there. If you want to try Ecamm Live out for yourself, you can. Just go to ecamm.com/beta and you can download the software and try it out for yourself. Now, if you're a PC user, I'm sorry, this is just Mac only. There are alternatives. For PC, you can grab something called vMix, which also has Zoom integrated into it. It's a little bit more expensive than Ecamm Live. And obviously, there's the free version of OBS that you can use, but that doesn't really have any dedicated integration using Zoom. So for business users, professionals who are doing workshops, webinars, seminars, and paid events using Zoom, then this is a real game changer for you because you can actually level up your Zoom presentations even further by using Ecamm Live and taking advantages of the layouts and things like that. As you know, with Zoom, the layouts are quite rigid, but there are some plugins for Zoom that you can get, which they've introduced recently as well, that gives you a bit more of a dynamic flavor to the layouts and you can do more fancy things with it. But for me, I use Ecamm Live not only for Zoom, but obviously for my videos, for my screen recordings, for my podcasts. In fact, I use it pretty much all the time for doing the workflows for me, specifically in my line of business. I thought I'd share this with you anyway, just to give you a quick update to let you know about the software. Brian will be back in the coming weeks, but he's taking some time out at the moment. So again, it is just me that you're going to have to be listening to, but fear not, we'll get Brian back at some point in the future. So let me know in the comments if you are considering using Ecamm and Zoom. How do you use Zoom today? If you are a Zoom user, do you use it for your workshops, your meetings? Whatever you use it for, let me know. And you may find that Ecamm Live is a good addition to your workflows to make things a little bit easier and make yourself look a little bit more pro. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll see you next week with another podcast. Until then, take care. See you later.